This week's cultural highlights in our region include new arts exhibitions, a new BSO online program, a tribute to Jerry Garcia, a new broadcast live from Club Helsinki Hudson, and a whole lot more. At the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass., a new free year-long exhibition highlighting the work of contemporary Canadian artist Erin Sharef is on view through January 2nd of next year. The exhibit Erin Sharef Remainders presents photographs, prints, and video that examine the artist's fascination with the myth-making behind art history. Sharef makes use of analog and digital media, two and three dimensions, and still and moving images to invite the viewer to reflect on how art history is written in ways that bear directly on the Clark's mission as both a museum and a place for research and higher education. Also at the Clark, this week the museum's first outdoor exhibition opened, called Groundwork, and taking advantage of the museum's extensive network of trails, pastures, and woods, the Clark commissioned a half-dozen contemporary artists, including Jenny C. Jones, Ava LeWitt, Analia Sabin, and Haig Yang, to create new works of art in active dialogue with the specific environment. Scott Ierley's very popular Met Opera lecture series at the Mehewi continues in virtual fashion this Sunday at 5:30 p.m., when the composer and librettist tackles nothing less than Wagner's Die Walküre, which, if you are a Bugs Bunny fan, you may know better as Kill the Wabbit. The Boston Symphony Orchestra has launched BSO Now, featuring newly recorded online programming. This weekend's program features Thomas Wilkins leading the BSO with works by Karim Rustum, Astor Piazzolla, Hindemith, and Carlos Simon. Indie folk outfit Dust Bowl Fairies kicks off the Wish You Were Here, H-E-A-R, virtual vaudeville series live streaming from the stage of Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 8 p.m. The group will be joined by special guest The Age, a neo-soul singer and the son of David Lewis, lead singer of 1980s R&B group Atlantic Star. Each month, the Dust Bowl Fairies duo will host the new program featuring guest artists. On tap for February is Tommy Stinson and Lorcan O'Reilly for March. A lot of people don't know that the Grateful Dead began life as a jug band outfit playing American roots music, particularly old string band music and bluegrass. The contemporary group Dead Grass, founded by multi-instrumentalist Matt Turk and Grammy Award winner C. Landsbaum, explores Jerry Garcia's musical world from his earliest jug band days through his groups Old and In the Way, Jerry Garcia Band, JGB, Garcia Grisman, his duo with mandolin genius David Grisman, and of course the Grateful Dead itself. Catch Deadgrass at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York, on Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.